رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول ما ملأ آدمي وعاء شرا من بطني. حضرت مقدام ابن معدي كرب رضي الله تعالى عنه, he says that I heard Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم saying that a man doesn't fill any vessel, he doesn't fill any vessel, any utensil worse than filling the stomach. And then Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said بحسب ابن آدم أكلات يقيمن سلبه. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it's sufficient for this insan that he has a few muscles. There's a few muscles so that he can keep his back straight. That is enough for him. In other words, there's no need for him to go beyond that and to start filling the stomach. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَإِنْ كَانَ لَا مَحَالَةَ فَثُلُثٌ لِطَعَامِهِ وَثُلُثٌ لِشَرَابِهِ وَثُلُثٌ لِنَفَسِهِ رَوَاهُ التِّرْمِذِي. That if he has to push more than just a few muscles, then he should push or he should eat up until this level, that he has one third for food, one third for water, and one third for air. In other words, he doesn't fill himself so much that now he doesn't have space to breathe properly, he doesn't have any space to take anything else in. So this person's eating also, his dietary should be correct. Such a beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If we can just bring this into practice, many of the diabetic problems that we have today can be sorted out. If from young children can eat like this, that only have a few muscles that are enough for you to eat, then there'll be no need for all these diabetic medications, etc. Because a lot of it got to do, not everything, but a lot of it got to do with the eating habits. Eating habits have become so bad today that now we have to find alternative treatment to treat that overeating habits that we've got. So here Rasulullah SAW beautifully explaining to us that eat a little. And it is proven, so those ulama that have tried it and those people that have tried it, that the way a person eats less, in other words, he doesn't overeat all the time, then he finds that there's much more energy he's got. Whereas he thinks to himself that if I eat a lot, then I'll have more energy. But people that eat less and they keep the diet well guarded, these people also, they have much more energy to work with. So this is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam teaching us such a beautiful thing. But make it a habit where you don't overeat. So Islam is such a beautiful way of life. It doesn't even tell us, it doesn't only show us that this is halal, this is haram. It shows us also how we should take, to what extent we should eat, how much we should eat. In other words, it gives us practical guidelines. Afterwards, if a person doesn't follow, then we have got only ourselves to blame, that we are not following the beautiful tariqah in the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yesterday we did a hadith of Jabir radiallahu anhu. Today's hadith is almost the same, so we won't repeat yesterday's hadith, but in today's hadith, a lot of yesterday's will be covered. وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ in one riwayat, قَالَ Jabir radiallahu anhu, he was explaining that this was at the time of Khandaq, when they were digging the trenches. Then what he experienced as far as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is concerned, as far as the general condition of Sahaba. So qala Jabir, lamma hufira al-Khandaq, ra'ayta bin Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam khamsan. Jabir radiallahu anhu says that when you're digging the trench, then I saw extreme hunger upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fan kafaftu ila imra'ati. So he says, فَنْ كَفَأْتُ إِلَىٰ إِمْرَتِي, I went to my household, my family, my wife. فَقُلْتُ هَلْ عِنْدَكِ شَيْءٌ. Imagine what the question is asking. Have you got anything at home? This was the condition of Sahaba. That poverty they had. That when he went home also now, he's not sure the freezer is full, this freezer is full, that cupboard is full. He's asking, have you got anything at home? So then she replies, فَإِنِّي رَأَيْتُ بِرَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ خَمْسًا شَرِيدًا. First he says, the reason why I'm asking you this question is because I see an extreme hunger upon Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. فَأَخْرَجَتْ إِلَيَّ جِرَابًا فِيهِ شَاعٌ مِّن شَعَلِيٍ وَلَنَا بَهِيمَةٌ دَاجِنٌ فَذَبَحْتُهَا. So he says, we had a domesticated sheep that I had slaughtered. وَطَحَنَتِ الشَّعِيرِ. And whilst I was engaged in slaughtering the sheep and cleaning it, etc., simultaneously she was grinding the barley. So together the husband and wife were working to make khidmat for the guest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not that he just told her, you do it. He came and he physically helped her. He took one aspect and she was doing one part of it. He was slaughtering and cleaning and she was grinding the wheat. فَفَرَغَتْ إِلَىٰ فَرَاغِي. So he mentioned that just about the time she finished with grinding, etc., and I also finished with the cutting and slaughtering the sheep, and وَقَطَعْتُهَا فِي بُرْمَتِهَا, I cut pieces and I put it in a pot now to cook. ثم وليت إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Then I left to go to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. فقالت لا تفتحني برسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ومن معه. This woman tells her husband that don't embarrass me by Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم and the Sahaba. What she meant was don't go call so many people now that we won't have enough food. This was a natural worry and concern that the woman has, that when the visitors come, the guests come, there must be enough. So she said, please don't embarrass me by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sahaba. فَجِئْتُهُ فَسَارَرْتُهُ. So I went to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jabir radiallahu anhu said, I went to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَسَارَرْتُهُ. Secretly I told him about the food. So I didn't advertise it. Secretly I went and told him about the food. فَقُلْتُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ ذَبَحْنَا بَهِيمَةً لَنَا. O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I slaughtered the sheep of ours. وَطَحَنْتُ صَاعًا مِّن شَعِيرٍ. And I grinded this one saw, one measure of this barley. فَتَعَالْ أَنْتَ وَنَفَرٌ مَعَكَ. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you come and just bring someone with you. فَصَاحَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فَقَالَ. He says then, after I secretly told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he screamed out, he called out in a loud voice. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يَا أَهْلَ الْخَنْدَقِ إِنَّ جَابِرًا قَدْ صَنَعَ سُورًا فَحَيَّ هَلَّا بِكُمْ. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave an ilan, he shouted out, O the people of Khandaq, Jabir radiallahu anhu has prepared a meal. فَحَيَّ هَلَّا بِكُمْ. حَيَّ هَلَّا means like how we say, حَيَّ عَلَى الصَّلَاةِ. That come, everyone come. هَلَّا, welcome. So this was the style of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was invited secretly. Now why he did this? Because he knew that Allah Pak will put barakah in the food. He had that confidence and had that yakin. It's not that he wanted to embarrass the sahabi, wa'udhu billah, but he had that confidence. So he said, فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تنزلن برمتكم ولا تخبزن عجينكم حتى أجيء. He told Jabir رضي الله عنه, don't move that pot and don't cook that bread. You see, the barley was still in a dough form. So don't, in other words, don't bake that bread and don't move that pot that is cooking. Leave it as is until I come. فَجِئْتُ وَجَاءَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ يَقْدُمُ النَّاسِ. So Nabi, he said, I went, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came and he was walking in front of the people. So he was walking in front and all the other sahaba were walking behind him. It also shows an adab that how we should walk with a pious person, a great person, an elderly person, a fatherly figure, that we should always try and walk behind, don't walk in front of them out of adab. So Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was walking in front, sahaba walking in the back. حَتَّى جِئْتُ إِمْرَأَتِي فَقَالَتْ بِكَ وَبِكَ. He said, until I reached my wife, and when she saw me like this with all the people coming behind, she started rebuking me, she started scolding me, telling me this and telling me that. فَقُلْتُ قَدْ فَعَلْتُ أَلَّذِي قُلْتِ. He's saying, I told Nabi Sallam exactly like how you told me to tell. I told him just like that. I didn't do anything extra from my side. So in other words, he's trying to explain what happened. From this point, we learn that where a wife sometimes tells the husband something, this is actually a sign. Mufti Sahab always mentioned that this is a sign of a healthy home. That where a wife can express her views, she can say something what she wants to say. If she needs to scold the husband sometimes, and she does it, so this is a sign of a healthy home. It's not a bad thing. Husband shouldn't get upset that why my wife is scolding me, why she's telling me this. That she should only be saying Hazrat, Hazrat. She shouldn't be telling me anything else. So he says that this is a person whose wife is very silent. She can't say anything. This is a sign that something is wrong in that house. So where the wife is free to say something, that is a healthy home. So here the Sahabi's wife was shouting him, and then he's explaining that I did what you told me to do. I didn't do anything extra. Whereas he could have told her that, you know, and I'm the boss of the house, and I do it like this, I do it like that. But he explained to her that what you told me, this is what I did. فَأَخْرَجَتْ عَجِينًا. So she took out the dough. فَبَسَقَ فِيهِ وَبَارَكَ. So first thing Nabi alayhi salallahu alayhi wa sallam did was he put some saliva on the dough, and he made dua of barakat. ثُمَّ عَمَدَ إِلَى بُرْمَتِنَا فَبَسَقَ وَبَارَكَ. Then he went to the pot. He put a little bit of saliva in that pot, Mubarak saliva of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he made dua of barakat. ثُمَّ قَالَ وُدْعِي خَابِسَةً فَلْتُخْبِسْ مَعَكِ وَقْدَحِي مِن بُرْمَتِكُمْ. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam addressed the woman of the house. He'd call another lady to come and help you now to knead the dough and to help you to cook that bread. And then dish out from this pot, وَلَا تُنْزِلُوهَا, but don't move that pot from the spot where it is. It was also cooking. Don't move it from the cooking spot where it is. وَهُمْ أَلْفٌ. He says that the Sahaba were 1,000 in number. Imagine 1,000 eating from one sheep and a little bit of barley. فَأُقْسِمُ بِاللَّهِ لَأَكَلُوا حَتَّى تَرَكُوهُ وَانْحَرَفُوا. Jabir radiallahu anhu says, I take a qasam in Allah. فَأُقْسِمُ بِاللَّهِ, I take a qasam in Allah. Then they ate and they left the food also. وَانْحَرَفُوا, they moved away, they left from there. وَإِنَّ بُرْمَتَنَا لَتَغِطَّ كَمَا هِيَ وَإِنَّ عَجِيتَنَا La yukhbazu kama huwa. He says that that pot was still cooking like how it was cooking when they came. And the dough was still being made into bread, was still being baked like how when they came. In other words, Allah Pak had made it such that they ate and went, and it appeared as though there was no difference to the food. So much of barakat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given. So this shows us that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to give barakat, then He gives barakat from His side. It doesn't depend on the amount. Therefore there is a nice Urdu saying that har cheez bhi maza hai agar dil bhi jaga hai. That in everything you will find enjoyment, in everything you will find sweetness, so long as you got place in your heart. Therefore you find in the olden days, the old people, houses were never big, and the cars also were never those big vehicles. But yet they found so much of space to put the whole family, and on the way also they'll see somebody, they'll give him a lift and they'll take him to the masjid, they'll take him here, they'll take him there. Or if they're going shopping to get something, they'll phone some of the old people up, the widows up, etc. You'll need anything, they'll do the shopping, they'll bring for them. And if visitors are coming from out of town, even that small home, they could fit so many people despite the whole family. Why? They had place in their heart. So this was Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. He couldn't go there, he couldn't see himself eating and leaving his sahaba, but he took all of them with and he made dua for barakat, and this was the effect that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made from the dua of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And this was from amongst the miracles of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. May Allah Pak also give us such a beautiful heart, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also give us such barakat in our affairs. سبحان الله بحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.